This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Warm, comfortable night in the Bronx for the first game of May. And a perfect combination. You got that. You got a full house. You got Max Fried on the mound, the AL pitcher of the month. And the first Yankee ever coming into the start to win at least five games and have a sub-1.5 ERA in his first six starts with the team. That's since the earned run became an official stat. So Max Fried has already been doing special things. But tonight, he just keeps taking it to a new level. That look in his eye to start the game. You got a gorgeous Friday night. You got the packed stadium crowd. And the first pitch of the night, he got a Chandler Simpson grounder. And your beat Vivas, the second baseman, uncanny. You make your big league debut. First pitcher tested out. Easy play on it. 4-3 put out. What a way. And Fried worked around hitting Yandy Diaz with what a way in that first inning. A junior Caminero grounded to third. And Vivas, he nearly turned it into a double play. A strong throw on the relay. But then Fried blew away Jonathan Aranda. 96-mile-an-hour heat to end that inning. Yankees against Ryan Pepio. Bottom of the first inning. Ben Rice, a two-out double. Slammed the other way. Off the wall. But after Paul Goldschmidt, he battled 10 pitches. He popped a full-count pitch over to shortstop. Scoreless into the second inning. And Fried in the second, a one-out walk to Jose Caballero, who started daring Fried to throw over to first. That's not a smart thing to do with the way Fried fields his position. We see that pickoff move, which is elite. So when Fried jumped ahead of Cameron Meisner 0-2, daring Caballero was, this happened.
0-2 here to Meisner, runner at first, one out. And Caballero was leaning, got him!
He was daring him to. Caballero is like a little pest on that. And he had a look on his face, I dare you to throw. He almost stopped and dared him to throw over, and he did.
Two down. Here's the 0-2. The pitch. Strike three called outside corner. Paint job by Max. So with the pickoff, he faces the minimum here in the second.
And the pickoff, the defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. So from one on, one out to one perfect pickoff move, and that's become a Fried specialty, and then one painted pitch later, inning over. Bottom two, a two-out full-count walk to Austin Wells. Yankees looking to capitalize, but nothing else against Pepio in the bottom half of the second. So go to the top of the third. Fried back on the mound, one away. He airmailed a 3-2 pitch to the nine-hitter Danny Jansen, but then the leadoff man, Chandler Simpson, the fastest man in baseball. Well, you get a ground ball against him, you better be perfect, and the Yankees were.
It's going to be a tough double play possibility. There's the 0-2 from Fried, the pitch. Swung on, hit to Cabrera. To Volpe over to first. Yeah, they turned it.
Wow. Hit it in the one place where he could not beat the double play.
A 5-6-3 double play.
A thing of beauty, and Fried registering those ground balls. He says when he's getting those ground balls, he knows he's cruising. That was the case again tonight. So the Yankees, bottom three, two out, no one on. Aaron Judge off a historic April. He's crushing everyone in every category. He pummeled a triple off the center field wall. Electrifying moment. Simpson couldn't make the play, racing back, collided with the wall. Judge's second triple in a week and a half, also in Cleveland, in that series finale. So the big man owned the base bats as well, and that triple made it a 28-game on-base streak for the captain. But the next pitch from Pepiot after the triple, Ben Rice popped to third. So nothing-nothing. Fourth inning, and Fried an easy 1-2-3 inning, doing exactly what he did to the Rays at that point on Easter Sunday. We remember that 12 days ago. He was mowing them down, nearly had a no-hitter in that game. Same deal tonight. Two pitches, two outs on two ground balls in the fourth. Then he froze a Aranda on a beautiful curve for a strikeout. Eight-pitch inning. So bottom four, Yankees couldn't capitalize on another chance. He had the leadoff base hit by Goldie, serving in a left, and Bellinger followed, popping up to third. But Volpe rocketed a single up the middle. So two on, one out, and Wells grounded out softly to first, so runners were up to second and third, but Cabrera on a changeup with that chance, he rolled over. A bouncer to second, inning done. Fried, still working. Top five, nothing-nothing game, allowed his first hit of the day. Didn't take until the eighth, like in Tampa, to allow his first real hit in that game, but not too shabby. For the masterful Max Fried, a one-out single by Caballero, the only hit for Tampa tonight. But Fried, easy work otherwise in that fifth inning. Capped off by a Curtis Meade, a Baltimore chop to third. Cabrera charging, beautiful play on one hop, charging, gloving, throwing to polish off that inning. Bottom five, coming up empty with two on in the fourth. Not this time. Yankees were done with all that. Bebas, second at-bat in his big league debut. Remember, he struck out violently on his first at-bat. Well, he worked a four-pitch walk this time against Pepiot. And Judge, on a 2-2 pitch, got a change-up middle, ripped a double inside the third base bag. Bebas to third. That ended Pepiot's day, coming up on 90 pitches at that stage. And here's the issue with what the Rays manager Kevin Cash did. He brought in a lefty, Mason Montgomery. And for Ben Rice, that makes sense. And Montgomery did his job. He locked him up on a slider for the second out. But you know what was waiting? You still had to get through Paul Goldschmidt. And Goldie, 17 for 29, with five doubles and both of his homers this year on the season against lefties. And his career near .430 on base percentage against lefties. That's for a 15-year Hall of Fame career. Two runners out there, two away. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Two out, two on, and the pitch. Swing on, hit the other way. Deep, going back is Meisner. He's on the track, looking up, and there it goes. Three-run homer, Paul Goldschmidt goes the other way, and the Yankees have a 3-0 lead.
Your electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. And that is our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees, tuned into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, and you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. That Goldschmidt swing, another knockoff of left-hander, another clutch knock. Goldschmidt clutch base hit after clutch base hit all of the year. That one a home run into the right field seats, and three runs for the way Max Fried has been pitching. That's like 23 runs right now. Easy breezy, 1-2-3 sixth inning against 9-1-2 in the Rays order. And seventh inning, Volpe booted a grounder to short by Caminero to start that inning. And Fried didn't only pick him up, didn't only pick his shortstop up. He picked him up in the most Max Fried fashion. He struck out two consecutive hitters, Aranda and Morel, sweeper, changeup. And then we know Fried gets a ton of ground balls, so he said with Caballero at the plate, the one guy who's knocked a base hit off me today, you know, Volpe, I'll get you another grounder. Soft grounder to short, fielder's choice flip, inning over. So Max Fried picked up Volpe in that seventh inning in the most beautiful way possible. True to him, completing seven innings of one hit ball, and Fried now four of his last five outings, no earned runs. He's got a 1.01 ERA on the season. It's like unspeakable. You don't find the right words to describe the way that Max Fried is pitching. With that 3-0 lead, Rays must have felt like they were down, I'm serious, 23-0 or 13-0. It was 3-0 Yankees into the eighth. And the thing you like about this game, Williams, Weaver, the combination. This is how you dreamt entering the season. Fried, Williams, some combination. I understand Williams got pulled back into the eighth, but he took it gracefully. Now he's in a situation where he's stacking good outings, exactly what Aaron Boone wanted him to do. He went Fried into Williams, into Weaver, and there was no heart palpitations late in this game. It was 1-2-3, wham, bam, and Weaver for the ninth, it's always a dream.
Weaver, the people's choice. This for his third save, the 1-2 pitch. Swing!
swing and a miss struck him out. Victory for the New York Yankees. Play Mr. Sinatra. 3-0 Yankees over Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that is how you draw it up. 7 innings of one-hit ball from your ace into Williams, a completely drama-free 8th inning, into Luke Weaver, who now has 15 innings of 3-hit shutout ball on his season. Any highlights you may have missed, we have Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app. Anytime, it's Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Yankees 3, Rays nothing. Yankees 1 hit the Rays to start this homestand in complete fashion, style, any way you want to put it.